Can't you see she's got me worried? I don't wanna lose her love. I don't wanna lose her. The cross town is too slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I'm thinking of. All I'm thinking of. Taxi. I've got. Yes, I have now. Sexy. Like a fool, I broke her heart in two. So didn't mean to do it now. So stop your meat and run it. And get your hands and honey. I just want to see her. Just wanna see her with her pet to the melt. Does it matter? I've got to sell. I just need her, and I know it grieves her.
Another episode of Soul Town. I'm your host, Reginald Jenkins, and we're going to look at a little soul music this week. This is the Christmas season, and everybody's celebrating. 2014 is coming to an end, and there are a lot of things going on. But this week we have a special guest coming on. He's a local musician from Memphis, Tennessee. And he's also a TV host on Comcast. And his name is Larry Newman. He is a recording artist. He is in gospel and R&B, and we're going to be tuning in with him at about 3:30 Central Time to to kind of look at some of the things that he's doing now in the city and some of the things that he's looking at in Soul Town to try to get his music out to the market. And as I would say, his name is Larry Newman, and we'll be tuning in to him about 3:30 p.m. Central Time. And that was Jay Blackfoot that opened the show with his rendition of Taxi by Homer Banks and Chuck Brooks. But here's another artist that is in Soul Town, Miss Shirley Brown from the St. Louis area and the Memphis area. So, you know, she's a great artist and a great singer. This is the song she's singing titled Leave the Bridges Standing. With you'll hear as it comes on the end of her song, Used to Be Your House, Now It's Another Man's Home. Here she is, Miss Shirley Brown.
Bye.
That was Shirley Brown with her hit Leave the Bridges Standing, originally composed for Mrs. Aretha Franklin, but recorded on Mrs. Shirley Brown and hit the Billboard charts with a bullet. Okay, now this week we're going to have a guest on the show, Larry Newman, and he's going to give us some information about what's going on with his musical career, for his recording and his TV show. And we're going to also look at the book, An Excursion in Soul, and let everybody know where they can go get that book at, and they can get it at Amazon.com. Also, they can go on to Kindle and get it from the Kindle bookstore, using their iPad or Kindle Fire or whatever kind of pad they might have. It can download it, and at this point, it's possible they can even get it free of cost. So go in and check that out, and tell them you want to borrow the book, and they will allow you to do that and get it, download it, and check it out. And like I said, the way Amazon has it structured, the author still will be compensated for writing it and whatever, you know, but you can get it free of cost. If you have a iPad, you can download it, tell them you want to borrow it, and get that taken care of. But definitely do that. The book is basically a historical portrait of what happened in the soul music industry, basically from beginning to end, but it was actually focusing on the 1980s as the soul music era ended, came to an end, and let's not say ended, but the soul music era ended to a certain extent. I took a recess or whatever, and the hip-hop rap movement moved in. And hip-hop really is the soul era. I mean, soul music, but under another name, which is, and, you know, and if you look in the Billboard magazine, it's R&B/hip-hop, and that's what we are listening to. That is the music of, that is soul music, really. And you got the rap, which is the spoken word, added in, and all of that together is a genre that is unique in itself. And it is the era that we're in now. And this record right here was recorded in the 80s on an artist, Jay Blackfoot, out of Memphis, and which includes the spoken word and the album was one of the first albums recorded in Soul Town that did actually have a rap song on it. The title of the album is City Slicker, and the first song on the album, well, not the first song on the album, but the City Slicker single on the album is rap. It's a rap song by Jay Blackfoot, and he knew that the era was coming. The rap era was in, you know, it was in all around, you know, especially starting on the East Coast and the New York area, and was spreading like wildfire. And we did a rap song on Jay Blackfoot, the City Slicker album. The City Slicker song is a rap song. And this song, The Way of the City, includes spoken word and music. So our promotion director, Rod Kenny, does the introduction monologue on the song, and then it gets into some real, Jay Blackfoot gets into some real funk from the soul side, but it was definitely the first to rap and hip hop. But let you check it out. This is Jay Blackfoot, The Way of the City.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari. Through the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there.
Yeah.
night, that was The Way of the City off of the City Slick album, J. Blackfoot on the Soundtown record label. And it was the first song off the album. It was the first song on the album, followed closely by Taxi. It was that was the way they were synchronized, and it was a great album. It did real well. And we want the book is about that album to a certain extent. I mean, that was the beginning of the record label. And Miss Shirley Brown's album is definitely prominent in the book. She played a very prominent role with Soundtown Records, and she was a great artist, great vocalist, and great singer. And that's something that can never be denied and won't be denied. But we also want everybody to go into Amazon and click on An Excursion in Soul and check it out. Or click on Reginald Jenkins and check it out and see what comes up. And read the excerpts or read the book. You can get the excerpt, read the excerpts, and go into Amazon and read the excerpts from, you know, the book, and where it starts off or whatever, and check it out and see. And if you want to download it on your Kindle Fire, and go in and tell them you want to borrow it and get it free of charge, and do that. And check it out and see what you think about it. I mean, this is the historical history. And you will also see some of the, there are very few pictures, no pictures basically in the book, but there are some documentation from Jet Magazine, Billboard Magazine, of what was going on with the various records at that particular time, and how the music business was really developing over that period of time to move to where we are today with the genre the way it is, with hip-hop, R&B, and soul music tied all in together. But we want everybody to definitely go in and check that out in Amazon.com. And definitely look at it and see some of the things that occurred in that era, in the soul music era. Look at some of the artists that was there. They were there at some of the artists that you all are more somewhat familiar with anyway, the James Browns, Aretha Franklin's, Marvin Gaye's, the Isaac Hayes, the Al Green's, the Staple Singers. You know, all of these people part of the soul music era, highlighted by Michael Jackson, Prince, Rick James, and, you know, you can go on and on. The Temptations, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Sam and Dave, the Barcays, the OJs, the Manhattans, the Dales. There were groups of artists that generated millions and millions of dollars. And we want you to go in and check them out. And as I was saying, we are expecting a special guest pretty soon, and we'll get him on and let him give us a rundown of what's going on, what he's doing these days as far as in the music industry. And we would definitely have him on shortly and find out exactly what's going on. But right now we are just going to kind of look through the book a little bit and see some of the things that were happening in music and why some of the things happened in the music industry in the genre of soul music, R&B music, or whatever. And also, we're looking at music overall, generally, from gospel to country and western to rock and R&B. Some of these are the things that this is music, you know. I mean, it expands over all these different genres, and we can't just split it off individually, because music is music, and the overall pop culture looks at it from a general perspective of, you know, what percentage of the population does it affect, what percentage of the population enjoys this type of music or listen to this type of music. And is it pop culture? Is something that music is a part of? And it definitely can change anytime, especially certain parts of it. But we are expecting a guest to call in shortly, Mr. Larry Newman, and give us a breakdown of what's going on with his TV program and his recording ventures that he's involved in. And hopefully we'll be hearing from him shortly, so he can let us know exactly what's going on. So we'll be tuning in with Mr. Larry Newman shortly, but we want to play one song. And right now, we're going to play Taxi by Jay Blackfoot.
What time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. I don't see no cabs nowhere. Wait a minute. Yeah, there's one over there. Yeah, taxi. Take me to the other side of life. Just as fast as you can. Before my lady put me down, please won't you hurry? Can't you see she's got me worried? I don't wanna lose her. I don't wanna lose her. The cross town is too slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I'm thinking of. All I'm thinking of. Taxi, I've got some passionate energy. Yes, I have now. Taxi, like a fool I broke her heart. Don't just mean to do it now. So stop your meat and run it, and get your engine honey. I just wanna see her, just wanna see her. Put the pedal to the metal. Does it matter? I've got to sell it. I just need her, and I know it grieves her.
Hello, is this Mr. Newman? Larry Newman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Pretty good, pretty good, pretty good, man. I was kind of briefing the audience on some of the things that you were doing as far as your TV show and also your recording ventures that you're involved in with the gospel music and also the R&B. But, kind of give us a little rundown on some of the things that's going on with the show and the music there.
Okay, well, you know, first of all, I'm not a boaster, you know, but as far as the television program is concerned, it comes on every Sunday night at 12 o'clock midnight on Cable Channel 31. Cable Channel 31 every Sunday night midnight. Okay, so people who can't sleep well, once you listen to the show and enjoy it, you go right on to sleep. It's like medication.
All right. Who's featured this week?
This week, Larry Newman, that's me, will be featured for the whole 30 minutes. For the whole 30 minutes this week.
Okay.
Yes, this whole Christmas month, I'll be featuring myself for 30 minutes. 30 minutes of video.
All right.
Of Larry Newman and his songs.
Okay, it sounds like a winner.
Yes, sir.
What are some of the hot singles that you got?
Some of the hot singles that I have got is "It's Already All Right." Now these are gospel songs here. "It's Already All Right." Seven times, 70 times. "Jesus, I'm for real." I give it all to you, Lord. And
All right.
Yes, sir. All of those are original songs.
I know you're also involved in cutting an R&B album too, right?
Yes, I'm in the making of an R&B album right now. I hate to say it myself, but all of those songs are great. All we need to do is promote them.
That's it.
All we need to do is promote them because they like I said, sometimes all you need is a good promotion.
That's the basis for it.
When I play football, my coach used to tell me that the most talented players don't play. You know, the most talented players don't play. Now, his reason for saying that was because, you know, if they don't have the right motivation behind them, you know, they just won't get it.
They just won't get it.
But hopefully, we're gonna get everything put where it needs to be put in the right place. Step one, step two, step three, and we'll do wonders, or work wonders.
That's it. That's the, and like you said, the promotion is a vital, it's a vital part of making it successful. You know, ain't no doubt about this.
Yes, sir. Okay. I don't tend to be an expert on this, but if I just knew the rules of the game, I would know how to play it. I would learn how to play.
Right. Hey, well, you know, like I said, that's the main one, the main one that you got to learn right there, that promotion angle, because marketing and promotion is the most important part. Once you get the good product, then you got to market and promote it right. And once you do that, you got to hit.
Yes, sir.
Definitely got to hit.
And I know you've done a good job on taxes. You know, you've told me stories about taxing. And y'all did a real good job on that.
Okay, I'm going to play one more song here. I'm going to play one more song, Larry. Hold on. I'm going to play one more song. And just hold on. We're going to talk some more. This is Shirley Brown, this is Boyfriend.
That's
the Billboard
song,
child.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We brought it on to the child with a bullet, and it took off.
Okay, then we
Shirley Brown. Larry, still there?
Yes, sir. That sounds really good. Is that,
okay.
That a new song? Is that a new song or what?
No, that was off of the album, Enemy Storm. It was on the same one. I don't know if you remember. Used to be your house, now it's another man's home.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, it was on
the
same
that.
Album.
That's nice.
Yeah, it hit the Billboard charts in SB about 85, 86.
Okay, well, it still sounds good.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a good song. Then the same people wrote that one, wrote Woman to Woman.
Right, that's a great song.
Yeah, that was a
great song. I remember that's Shirley Brown, right?
Yeah, it was Shirley Brown.
Yeah.
It was Shirley.
Yeah.
Old Stack.
I remember go ahead, I'm sorry. I know the other lady did a song talking about the woman to woman. You know, the other one wrote another one in retaliation of it. But go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That woman to woman got quite a few retaliations. I tell you. And you know, Barbara Mandrea did it.
Barbara Mason,
Mason
did.
I'm in retaliation. No, Shirley Carl. That's she was talking. She was directing it at Barbara. You know?
Yeah, that's right. That's what it was.
Yeah. They had a little feud going there for a minute.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Do you have anything of me that you could play? I'm just wondering. I have
some product on you, but I wasn't able to get it installed into this system over here.
Okay.
I had about three songs I was trying to get on there. I had a Christmas song that
mm-hmm.
we did on Randy Brown, but
yeah.
I couldn't get it on there either. And
okay.
the guy, the technician didn't. I guess he took out for the Christmas holidays or something. I don't know what's going on, but I was definitely trying to get it on.
Maybe some other time.
We definitely want to have you back on the show real soon.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
And we'll definitely have your music ready to go on it, but as well, you know. I wanted to have it on there today, but like I say, we weren't able to get the music into the system, and I didn't know how to do it myself. So,
mm-hmm.
we'll get it on there. But we're gonna definitely get it on the show and listen to some of your music on your gospel album and R&B album.
Yes, sir. That'd be nice. That'd be nice. Tomorrow at 2 p.m. At Greater Neptune Missionary Church. 768 Neptune, that's right here in Memphis,
yeah.
Off of Crump. I'm having a
uh-huh.
radio program tomorrow on December 14th. Doors open at 2 o'clock, and that's at 768 Neptune. You're welcome to come.
Okay, and then we want everybody else to be there, too. So
yes,
we want everybody to come and check him out. Come on down on Neptune and check Larry Newman out. And,
open the door.
And it's going to be a great, great, great program. So everybody needs to try to get there. Check it out. Now you say it's what's the address? What's the address on Neptune?
768 Neptune.
768 Neptune. That's right off of
768 Neptune. Right off of Crump.
Right off
of Crump.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Right off of Crump. And it's 2 o'clock. Doors open.
Okay. We want everybody to come down there and check that out because Larry will definitely be in concert. And check his show out tomorrow night at 12, which will be featuring him also. Now, will it be mostly featuring your gospel or will it be R&B and gospel?
We're going to have about five gospel songs and one R&B song.
Okay.
The R&B song will be last. But it'll be about five gospel songs that'll take you in and out of the program.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. Okay, and Yeah, man, I tell you, that's gonna be a good show tomorrow at down on Neptune there. And the name of the church is what now?
Greater Neptune.
Greater Neptune.
Yes, sir. Greater Neptune Church on 768 Neptune.
Okay, Larry, if you hold on for a few more minutes, we'll talk a little bit more.
Okay, then.
Play one more song. Play one more song here by Shirley Brown. Sure, it's a song that we had did it for Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
We were contacted by Aretha Franklin and producer, at least Jerry Griffith, the vice president of the company, wanted half of it done by Homer Banks and Chuck Brooks with sound with our record company here, and the other was going to be done by Luther Vandross, but Homer decided to go on and put the song on Shirley Brown, which turned out to be a good idea. Let me let you check it out. Hit the Billboard charts with a bullet off. So now the Used to Be Your House is going to be going off when this one come on. For some reason, it's the end of it. It's Used to Be Your House is going off, but Leave the Bridges Standing is coming up right behind it. But here we go.
Okay.
Thank you. bar.
The show just ended.
Okay, cool. Cool with Blackfoot.
Yeah, it was Jay Blackfoot there. He ended going in and out with that
Sway
of the City. Okay, hey, wait a minute.
Go ahead.
No, what were you saying?
No, I was going to say, I never heard that before, but go ahead.
That was on the same album with Taxi. But it didn't release, though. It was the first single off the album. Not the first single, but it was the first song on the album. It was the first song, and then Taxi was the second song. It came on like that, yeah. But yeah, I don't know if you heard Stood on the Sidewalk and Cried.
And all that was on there, huh? And they wanted to promote City Sticker, but City Sticker didn't hit on nothing. Sidewalk and Cry did good, and
Taxi
did good.
Yeah, both of those did good. Taxi really did good. Yeah, we never did release City Slicker.
We never did release it as a single.
Stone the Sidewalk and Cry, and Taxi, and Street Girl.
Okay.
It was a song called Street Gear, and it was another one called One of Those Parties.
Okay.
Yeah, One of Those Parties.
Okay, and, I think I got a Blackfoot tape at the house. That might be the one.
Uh-huh.
That might be the one I got at my house, because he signed it for me, too. Before he died.
Uh-huh.
We was up at Thaddeus Matthews studio over there on off Saturday Street
downtown. Yeah.
And he came here and did an interview and he signed my CD.
Oh, okay. Okay, hey Larry. Well, hey man, it was good talking to you, and we definitely want you back on the show the first part of the year if possible, man. I'm gonna be in contact with you. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, man.
Okay, stay in contact with me.
Thank you so much. Stay in contact with you, man. Hey man, maybe we can get some songs out there and get some hits out in the market.
All right, man.
All right. Okay, take it easy now.
Sound like a woman. Thank you so much.
Okay, man.
I said, thank you so much. Bye.
Okay, later.